This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Google is hoping to make a big splash into the cloud computing market. It plans to build three new underwater fiber optic cables lining ocean areas from the Pacific to the North Sea, extending its private data network to new frontiers, all for the greater good of transferring data even quicker. But first, these tech headlines. Apple and Tencent reach a deal. The result? WeChat users can now resume giving monetary gifts to their favorite video streaming stars and content creators. The tipping function was suspended last year after a dispute on the terms. And speaking of Tencent, it is teaming up with Lego to develop online games for children as the toy industry tries to figure out how tech changes the way kids play. The journal says Lego has hit sales slumps in its more established markets and is pushing aggressively into Asia to make up for it. And Amazon sees organic growth. Whole Food brand items pushed sales at the company's online grocery service, Amazon Fresh, up 35% last year. The journal's Heather Haddon has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Google goes in big on its cloud business with three new underwater fiber optic cables. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So Google is diving headfirst into the cloud computing market with its big initiative involving fiber optic cables underwater. Let's get the very latest. Joining us under the weather on the line is The Wall Street Journal's Drew Fitzgerald, who covered it for the journal. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So Google plans to build these three new fiber optic cables. That's a simple way to put a crazy big project. It's a big undertaking that's actually making a big precedent. So if you wouldn't mind just breaking down Google's specific plans first.
Yeah, sure. So what they've announced is plans for three new cables that basically have a lot of capacity. These underwater cables, they actually enclose very thin fiber optic strands. But when it comes to most of the internet backbone's traffic, most of it is actually moving through these underwater cables. The vast majority of international internet traffic is going over these lines. And the fact that Google is announcing three new ones at once shows that it's really picking up the pace of its construction.
Right. And is this speaking also to the sense of urgency Google might have? You know, how far behind are they when you consider rivals like Microsoft and Amazon in the cloud computing business?
Sure. Well, in the cloud computing business, in terms of revenue, both Microsoft and Google are quite a bit a ways from Amazon. Its cloud computing service really took off early on, and both of them are trying to play catch up in terms of dollars. Now, in terms of its network, Google is already head and shoulders above its competitors for international bandwidth that it owns itself. So what it's trying to do is really pick up the pace of that construction so it can use it as a differentiator from its rivals.
You see why it is such an important move for Google, especially when you consider the business aspect of it. You know, we all use the cloud, but businesses use the cloud in a big way. And as businesses move their tech operations, you see how the cloud computing market, how important that becomes for business. I'm assuming there's a lot of money at stake.
Yeah, there's billions of dollars a year at stake. And what Google is trying to do with its data centers and all this computing power that it has for its own uses, like YouTube and Gmail, is it's also trying to use that to rent out as a service. So almost any website you use, whether it's Spotify or PayPal or, you know, even a media site that's online, it's most often hosted in the cloud. And it'll be powered by increasingly one of these three services that the big tech companies own.
It's interesting, though, in trying to predict who will emerge as a big leader in this world. It seems like right now there are just a bunch of different tech startups and app companies working with or through one another. It seems like it's all really interconnected. Is a multi-cloud environment probably unavoidable for some time?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the opportunity is so great. The pie is so big that even a company that doesn't make a half of the revenue that Amazon is making per year is going to have an incredibly lucrative, profitable business. So that's why Google has said it spent about $30 billion in recent years on infrastructure. And a lot of that's for its own uses, but again, it's also an investment to go after these types of customers.
We'll leave it right there. Drew Fitzgerald, thanks very much.
Sure.
For more on Drew Fitzgerald's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com. This has been the Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.